Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 53 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 28 tonight. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 50.
Mid-America Network News. A representative in the Kansas House is looking to establish a new gun rights of the state's citizens against federal interference. House Bill 2803 was introduced to the Kansas legislature by Representative Michael Hauser on Thursday, February 15th. The bill aims to create the Kansas Gun Rights Preservation Act, which will prohibit the use of state's resources to enforce federal gun control measures against law-abiding citizens. People gathered Saturday afternoon at Washington Square Park for a gun violence prevention rally in response to the shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade that happened on Wednesday. The rally started with a moment of silence for victim Lisa Lopez Galvin, who was killed in the shooting. Mayor Quentin Lucas said, "We should have background checks to make sure that people who are in crisis are not buying firearms." I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Hey, baseball fans, a new season of Shocker Baseball is upon us, and new head coach Brian Green has his sights set on winning right away. Support Coach Green in his first season by purchasing season tickets and catch every game this spring at historical X Stadium. It'll be the place to be with new additions to the outfield experience that are sure to turn Coleman Hill into a party. Grab your season tickets today by visiting goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
Two juveniles have been charged with crimes connected to the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally. A news release says the juveniles are being detained in the county's juvenile detention center on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. The release says it's anticipated that additional charges are expected in the future as the investigation by the Kansas City Police Department continues. A mother of two was killed and 22 people were injured by gunfire Wednesday afternoon when shots erupted among the throngs of fans who gathered for a rally outside of Union Station after a parade through the city. The Kansas Department of Corrections said a 28-year-old inmate in the Lansing Correctional Facility died Saturday. The KDOC says Caden Varland Hazelton was pronounced dead by the hospital staff. The cause of death is pending the results of an autopsy, and because the death occurred while in KDOC custody, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation will handle the investigation. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber of Commerce has announced a new president by the name of Jamie Carl, who has plenty of years of experience in business as well as in communication. He had this to say to KSNB Local 4.
Thankful for the opportunity because not only does it get me back to Nebraska, but it lands me in a community that I respect greatly. But I do want to make it clear that this isn't about Jamie Carl. This isn't about me. It is about Grand Island. It is about its business community. And it's about making sure we successfully lead Grand Island into its next chapter.
In other news, the slate for candidates for Grand Island Public Schools Board of Education consists of three incumbents and three challengers. There are four seats up for election, one in Ward A, two in Ward B, and one in Ward C. The Political Action Committee chaperone has endorsed Donna Douglas, Tracy Goodman, John McHarg, and Dave Holinsky. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Rusty at Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty at Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24, $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,496 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse met with commissioners last week to give an update on the new health building, which is now open downtown. They'll host an open house Wednesday, 3 p.m. The facility was rebuilt after a tornado a year and a half ago. Insurance proceeds and some American Rescue Plan funds were used for construction. Washington County Road and Bridge Supervisor reported March 20th will be the annual county and township meeting, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the FNB Bank meeting room. A surplus road grader was sold at auction for $54,000. Next regular scheduled commissioners' meetings in Marshall and Washington counties Tuesday begin at 8:30. Courthouse is closed Monday in observance of President's Day. Nemaha County commissioners will not meet this week. Their next meeting Monday, February 26th at 9 a.m. Gage County supervisors unanimously passed a resolution granting special use permit for a telecommunications tower in Blakely Township. Bids were closed for two motor graders and were referred to the Highway Department for consideration. The Road and Bridge Committee meeting heard of progress with grant applications. No bridge match this year. A new bill could extend it for 2 years at $4 million per year. They have a list put together of needs in Gage County, including 58 box culverts, 11 culverts, 34 medium and 74 large bridges. Marshall County is proceeding with a bridge on the state line. That project fell outside Nebraska bidding requirements, forcing Gage County to not participate. Monday is registration deadline for a mental health first aid class at CMH in Marysville, Friday, February 23rd. The event runs 8:30 until 5 and includes lunch. Participants will learn how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance use disorders, outline skills to reach out and provide initial support, and help connect with appropriate care. Interested persons need to register in advance with Ashley Croc, CMH Public Relations Director, at 562-4379. Again, the class is Friday, February 23rd, coordinated through Pawnee Mental Health and Community Memorial Healthcare. KNDY Public Affairs program this weekend was a discussion on next year's open enrollment policies for Kansas schools. Legislative action will change how districts respond to requests for student transfer and enrollment. USD 498 Valley Heights Superintendent Sean Spoons highlights the opportunities and the challenges involved.
Well, I feel like with the implementation of the new enrollment law, I believe that we do have an opportunity to showcase our strengths and attract students, you know, who would be seeking a high-quality educational experience to our district. So I feel like it's going to be something that could possibly help our district. But that being said, we're not actively recruiting for outside of district students. We do entertain the idea of having those students come into our district, and we hope that our district best meets the needs of any students that would enroll into our district, whether they're in district or out of district moving in.
If you missed the program, it's available as a podcast for download or replay on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media sites. USD 364 Marysville Superintendent Darren Schrader talked about the impact on budgeting for districts.
Well, there are some different laws that are being passed around right now and discussed in legislature about how you do the budget based on, is it the current enrollment year, the prior year or the two previous years for your budget, but it would be hard to predict. And if you would see a upward or downward trend, positively or negatively, it could have an impact because the state, the FTE, that's $5,088 per pupil right now. And so you can tell an increase or decrease could really affect your budget by allowing students to be seeking other schools to go to school out of district.
Vernon C. Ruggie, age 87, of Beatrice, passed away February 13. Celebration of life service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice, Nurnment, the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Vernon Ruggie. Leonard D. Bartles, age 83, passed away February 12. Celebration of life service Thursday, 11 a.m. St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Rosary Wednesday at 5:30 at the church. Gertie Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leonard Bartles. Terry B. Baker, age 77, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Terry Baker.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Staying clear overnight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then partly cloudy over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-30s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday as well with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northeast winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Slightly cooler on Thursday, sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still more sunshine as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Sunshine Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. And partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Then still sunny and warmer as we head into next Sunday with our highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 46. Record high on this date, 75. The average low, 23, and the record low, 11, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:16. Sunset this evening at 6:07.
Some fun trivia about a far-from-trivial job. We will share some fun facts about our nation's chief executives on a President's Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 19th, the 50th day of the year. Actor Jeff Daniels celebrates a birthday, and it's the day we honor our country's chief executives, President's Day. Let's celebrate with a few tidbits of presidential trivia. What is the most common first name of U.S. presidents? James. We've had six so far. We all know Abe Lincoln was a lawyer and rail splitter. Did you know he was also a licensed bartender? The first president born as an American citizen was Martin Van Buren. His predecessors were all British subjects. The first to be born in a hospital, Jimmy Carter in 1924. And FDR may have been the most superstitious president. He refused to sit down for dinner with 13 people and avoided traveling on Fridays. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Travelong by Landall in Waterville is looking for career-minded individuals, currently hiring trailer refurbishment staff, including welders, paint prep, painters, and assemblers on first shift. This stable family-owned company offers competitive wages, raises, and promotions, plus a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, incentive bonus, employer-paid life, short-term and long-term disability insurance, comprehensive health insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. Landall Company, EEO Vets and Disability. Welcome.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College hoops back in action over the weekend as the number 6 Kansas Jayhawks ended up topping the number 25 Oklahoma Sooners on the road in Oklahoma. Kansas started off the game a little slow going into the half, down to the Sooners 34-29, but put 38 points on the board in the second half. Hunter Dickinson was the top scorer for the Jayhawks, putting 20 points on with 37 minutes on the court with 16 rebounds and 4 assists. Johnny Furphy had 15 points, with Dejana Harris Jr. with 11 and Kevin McCullough Jr. at 10. The Jayhawks have a full week off, coming back home on Saturday next week as they take on the Texas Longhorns. In Kansas State basketball, they were at home in Lawrence over the weekend where they fell to the TCU Horned Frogs with a 75-72 loss. Kansas State did go into the half up with a 28-24 lead as Tyler Perry had 24 points on the board throughout the game. Arthur Kalamu put 11 points on, with Cam Carter having 6 points throughout his 39 minutes on the court. They're back at it again tonight against the Longhorns with tip-off at 8 p.m.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Do you need assistance keeping your family warm this winter? Consider applying for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, to keep your furnace on. The application period is open until the end of March. Visit dcf.ks.gov.
To Charlotte as they were on the road, losing 72-61. The loss puts the Shockers down at 10-16 in the American Athletic Conference, also sitting 2-11 in conference play. The Shockers are back at home on Wednesday with tip-off at 8 p.m. as they take on at Tulsa. The Big 12 Conference is also starting to square up as we get closer to the end of the regular season, as the Kansas Jayhawks are sitting number 4 in the Big 12 with an 8-5 conference record. They are 20-6 overall. The Kansas Jayhawks started off strong in the season but have slowly worked their way downward, right now sitting 5-7 in conference play and 15-10 for their overall season record. Houston is still at that number 1 seed in the Big 12 Conference right now at 9-3, tied with the Iowa State Hurricane, followed by the Baylor Bears in that number 3 slot. TCU is at number 5 behind the Jayhawks, followed by Texas Tech, BYU, the Oklahoma Sooners, and the Texas Longhorns. There are roughly 5 games left for each team in the regular season before playoff season begins for college basketball. Mid-America Network Sports.
Monday night basketball. Frankfort entertains Lynn. A makeup game. Valley Heights entertains Rock Creek. Tuesday broadcast action. Marysville hosting Wamego. It's senior night, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. And our feature game, Valley Heights at Blue Valley, live on FM 95.5. Area basketball teams wind down regular season play, and 1A playoff brackets were released. Boys teams tip off this Thursday, girls Friday this week, and semifinals the following Thursday, Friday, with championship Saturday, March 2nd. Top seed Axtell boys with a first-round bye in the Blue Valley sub-state. Second-round Hanover boys host St. Xavier Thursday at 7. Third seed Lynn is home to Southern Cloud on Thursday, and Pike Valley will host Blue Valley. Frankfort Boys are fourth seed, hosting fifth seed Washington County Thursday at 7. Centralia Boys are top seed with a first-round bye in the Donovan West sub-state. Top seed Hanover Girls and second seed Pike Valley receive a first-round bye in the Blue Valley sub-state. Third seed Axtell will host Southern Cloud Friday at 7. Fourth seed Lynn Girls host Blue Valley Friday at 7. Top seed Frankfort Girls, second seed Osborne receive first-round byes in the Rock Hills sub-state, while third seed Clifton Clyde will host Lakeside Downs Friday, and fifth seed Washington County Girls tip off Friday at Rock Hills. Centralia Girls are top seed in the Donovan West sub-state with a first-round bye. Marysville in the Riley County 3A sub-state. MHS Girls will be the number 8 seed, likely opening play at top seed Silver Lake. MHS Boys look to open play at either Nemaha Central or Rossville, pending Tuesday night finals for those teams. Valley Heights Girls will be top seed in the Waubonsie 2A sub-state and will likely host winless Republic County first round, while the Valley Heights Boys will likely travel to Lincoln or Jackson Heights for first round, pending Tuesday finals.
Prairie Bend Casino and Resort is leveling up the playing field with the only locally owned sportsbook in Kansas. Prairie Bend Sportsbook is now open. Come in and place your bets, then play along with every kickoff, tip-off, face-off, touchdown, pass, free throw, and hat trick. More games mean more chances to win. It's game time. Bet your way with Prairie Bend Sportsbook.
Prairie Bend Casino.
It's time to tax like a champ with help from your local pros at H&R Block. Block guarantees 100% accuracy and your max refund or your money back.
Walk in or make an appointment with your local H&R Block agent, 907 Broadway in Marysville or 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice, to see for yourself why it's better with Block.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville, 907 Broadway, or in Beatrice at 115 North 6th.
Ladies, get ready to indulge in some serious retail therapy. At MSC Boutique, we've got you covered from sizes small to 3X. While you're shopping, check out our new children's line. We can't wait to connect with you and help you put your best foot forward. Buy now, pay later with Sezzle at MSC Boutique in downtown Marysville. Feel good fashion for everyday life.
Reddish purple buds erupt into rosy pink blossoms covering the branches and trunk of the redbud. What a beautiful sign spring has arrived. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. February's big tree, featured in the Davies 2017 calendar, is a 45 feet tall western redbud growing in Santa Rosa, California. This champion tree is twice the average height of this type of tree. Both the eastern and western redbuds provide multiple seasons of interest. The buds and flowers brighten the spring landscape and attract hummingbirds and butterflies. The blue-green leaves of the western redbud and the green heart-shaped leaves of the eastern redbud turn yellow in the fall. Birds love the seeds found in the pea pod-like fruit, and the bark and overall shape provide year-round interest. Settlers and Native Americans ate the seeds, used the bark as medicine, and the branches for weaving baskets and making bows. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Presidential birthplaces are visited by many tourists each year, but no home may have had quite the story as this small place. You could call it General Grant's mobile home. It's our salute to the Office of the Commander-in-Chief on President's Day. The American Countryside returns after this.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It isn't a very big home,
but it is a very famous home.
The original house was a big front room of this one, and it measures 16 and a half by 19 feet, and it was their kitchen, their bedroom, their living room, everything combined.
Loretta Furman oversees that very small home, the birthplace of Ulysses S. Grant. The family moved from here when young Grant was only a year old. But the real story is what happened to the birthplace home after Grant served as president.
In 1890, the front room of the house, the Grant's home, was placed upon a river barge, and it was transported up and down the Ohio and other rivers for people to see the president and general's birthplace.
And once the river tour was complete, the home then began a trip by rail.
The house was then taken on a flat car of a train and pulled to Columbus, Ohio, and it rested there on the fairgrounds until 1927.
That year, arrangements were made to move the home back to its original foundation in Point Pleasant, Ohio, just outside of Cincinnati. But once the home was moved, the river that once took the home on tour tried to drown the old birthplace.
The Ohio River flooded in the Great Flood of 1937, and the river rose to about 80 feet, and it completely covered the building, all but the pitch of the roof.
But as the floodwaters rose, members of the Historical Society quickly packed up all of the historic artifacts from the small building and took them to the top of a local church until the waters receded. The home is open to visitors today, a reminder of the humble beginnings of a Civil War hero and the nation's 18th president. Traveling the countryside in Point Pleasant, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
Newborn calves are susceptible to an infection in their belly button. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Know how to recognize the signs of an infected navel as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
After a calf is born, the external remnant of the umbilical cord, called the umbilicus, should dry up and drop off. Navels are usually dipped in a solution to help the drying process along and prevent infection, but they only eliminate a portion of the bacteria that are present. An umbilicus that doesn't dry up could be infected. The chance of this happening is much higher when calves are born in a dirty calving environment. Haley Springer is an extension veterinarian at Penn State University. She says to check your calves twice before they're 10 to 14 days old and monitor for swelling, discharge, and pain. A calf with a mild infection will appear quite normal from a distance, so it's important to get your hands on the calf.
And even minor swelling, you're going to be able to identify better by feeling that navel. Heat, obviously, you have to touch it. To identify pain, we generally have to touch it. So when we touch a navel that's painful, that calf is either going to tuck its belly up or it's going to kick at you. And then we're also looking for discharge. And certainly if we're touching that, we'll know if we get liquid on our hands. I always recommend wearing gloves when you're doing this type of an exam.
Also, notice how the discharge smells. She says the more malodorous that smell is, the more severe it is. It's important to make sure you're examining the right area. Your fingers should be between the umbilical remnant and the body wall. If the area is enlarged, but you're not sure if it's a concern, Springer says using this reference will help.
The really simple reference is no thicker than your thumb by 7 days. So we want to get the size of that umbilical stump down to about the size of your thumb by 7 days of age. Any bigger than that would be considered some level of swelling.
Talk to your veterinarian on how to treat an infected navel. Learn more about navel disease and newborn calves at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Bids are being accepted for the Ronald L. Jaquis Family Trust on two properties in Sutter Township located west of Winifred. The first, approximately 80-acre tract with approximately 60 tillable crop acres. The second tract, approximately 156 acres, 42-acre CRP, 98-acres pasture. Property subject to easements and right-of-ways of record. For inspections or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Biggers & Brunniger at 562-2375. Or email jason@gwblaw.net or visit the website sealedbidauction.net. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, March 15th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brunniger at 562-2375 for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
Official results are released for the 2022 Ag Census, showing this country has work to do. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. A few days ago, results of the 2022 Census of Agriculture became public, and they show the decline continues for farm numbers and farmland acres. Since the 2017 Ag Census, the U.S. lost 142,000 farms and 20 million farmland acres. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
This survey, in addition to all the amazing work and data that it contains, is a wake-up call. This survey is essentially telling us, asking the critical question of whether as a country, are we okay with losing that many farms? Are we okay with losing that much farmland? Or is there a better way? That's the importance of this survey.
Vilsack says our farm operators are aging, and he implored young people to look seriously at getting involved.
The hope would be that we would continue to encourage people to get in and remain in the farming business, and that we would be able to preserve our farmland.
Vilsack says the Ag Census results point to action needed to help farms to survive and thrive. And we'll explore that further in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
FFA prepares our youth for leadership and career success in the classroom and in the world, acknowledging these area FFA chapters and members. From Route 77 Corner Stores, M&R Auto Parts, Truck Repair Plus, Cottage Hill Ag Supply, and the First National Bank in Frankfort.
Hi, my name is Anna Bungar, and I am a sophomore at Valley Heights High School, where I currently hold the position of secretary. One of my favorite events to go to is horse evaluation and livestock evaluation. One of my favorite things about FFA is being able to teach others about agriculture. As we look forward to FFA week, one of my favorite days is Anything But a Backpack, which allows our chapter and students to both have fun and go all out.
Hi, my name is Patrick Cook. I'm a senior at Hanover High School. I have been involved in FFA for 4 years. I am our FFA chapter's secretary. During my time in FFA, I have learned many great life skills such as leadership, teamwork, and communication. My favorite FFA event is Driver Tractor School Day that takes place every year during National FFA Week. FFA is a unique and amazing organization that allows high schoolers the ability to gain experience and knowledge in the agricultural field.
FFA prepares our youth for leadership and career success in the classroom and in the world, acknowledging these area FFA chapters and members. From Route 77 Corner Store, M&R Auto Parts, Truck Repair Plus, Cottage Hill Ag Supply, and the First National Bank in Frankfort.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spack, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, last week, it was USDA's annual Ag Outlook Forum as they presented the department's first take on major crop commodities for the upcoming year. USDA's Rod Bain has the report.
The outlook for major crop agriculture for 2024? USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer with the view at the centennial edition of the department's Agricultural Outlook Forum, starting with how prices support what commodities growers should plant this year.
Maybe that prices support soybeans a little bit more than corn, so maybe we move a little bit of area back into soybeans. Corn prices moving a little bit lower as well. Sorghum area is largely unchanged. Wheat, after responding to the global demand for wheat because of action in the Black Sea, farmers saying, okay, we'll move out of wheat. We responded. Cotton being perhaps one of the areas where we see a little bit of area growth, and certainly if weather is normal, some big rebounds in production. And rice, pretty steady overall in area.
Meyer adds, in terms of supplies, corn and bean stocks should continue to build in 2024, while wheat and rice supplies are forecasted to tighten this year. From the Ag Outlook Forum in Arlington, Virginia, I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, in other commodity news, USDA's long-term projection data shows the volume of U.S. red meat exports in all major categories is projected to grow through 2033. Rising incomes abroad and a moderately declining real exchange rate of the U.S. dollar against the currencies of major agricultural trading partners lend support to the U.S. red meat and poultry exports. By 2028, pork exports are set to exceed exports of broiler chickens for the first time since 1976. Steady growth in U.S. pork production, driven by a combination of increasing slaughter weights, rising pigs per litter, and higher inventories, is projected to support rapid growth in exports. U.S. pork exports are expected to increase by 34%.
Seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent, high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products, from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a deer. Visit them.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Newborn calves are susceptible to an infection in their belly button. Know how to recognize the signs of an infected navel on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
After a calf is born, the external remnant of the umbilical cord, called the umbilicus, should dry up and drop off. An umbilicus that doesn't dry up could be infected. The chance of this happening is much higher when calves are born in a dirty calving environment. Haley Spring.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas, at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, last week it was USDA's annual Ag Outlook Forum as they presented the department's first take on major crop commodities for the upcoming year. USDA's Rod Bain has the report.
The outlook for major crop agriculture for 2024? USDA Chief Economist F. Meyer with the view at the centennial edition of the department's Agricultural Outlook Forum, starting with how prices support what commodities growers should plant this year.
Maybe that prices support soybeans a little bit more than corn, so maybe we move a little bit of area back into soybeans. Corn prices moving a little bit lower as well. Sorghum area is largely unchanged. Wheat, after responding to the global demand for wheat because of action in the Black Sea, farmers saying, okay, we'll move out of wheat. We responded. Cotton being perhaps one of the areas where we see a little bit of area growth, and certainly if weather is normal, some big rebounds in production. And rice, pretty steady overall in area.
Meyer adds, in terms of supplies, corn and bean stocks should continue to build in 2024, while wheat and rice supplies are forecasted to tighten this year. From the Ag Outlook Forum in Arlington, Virginia, I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, in other commodity news, USDA's long-term projection data shows the volume of U.S. red meat exports in all major categories is projected to grow through 2033. Rising incomes abroad and a moderately declining real exchange rate of the U.S. dollar against the currencies of major agricultural trading partners lend support to the U.S. red meat and poultry exports. By 2028, pork exports are set to exceed exports of broiler chickens for the first time since 1976. Steady growth in U.S. pork production, driven by a combination of increasing slaughter weights, rising pigs per litter, and higher inventories, is projected to support rapid growth in exports. U.S. pork exports are expected to increase by 34%.
Seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent, high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products, from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a deer.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The week of February 12th was Kansas Wildfire Awareness Week. Experts urge residents to seek out information on wildfire safety for their homes. Kansas Forest Service Assistant Fire Management Officer Eric Ward discusses a helpful online resource called the Kansas Wildfire Risk Assessment Portal and its ability to benefit those looking to learn more about fire prevention.
It's located at kansaswildfirerisk.org. It allows any area in the state or even down to a specific location to identify what the wildfire risk there is and get an idea of the areas that are most at risk from a wildfire. And then you can produce a report to actually get some suggestions on what might be done to improve the safety of that area. If a person's planning to burn, look at the forecast and the fire danger on that page and look what it's going to be over the next several days. We've seen several pretty substantial fires that were burned on a good day, but they hadn't looked ahead to see that the next day or day three was going to be hot, dry, and windy. And some ember that's still there has whipped into flame and created real problems. One of the challenges, if we get a major fire like what we've increasingly seen in recent years, is that if there's a major fire coming through an area, there are not enough fire trucks for every home. And so it gives some ideas on how you can prepare your property, your home, your outbuildings, or whatever, to be able to withstand that fire.
Ward relays specific actions to take in readying properties to reduce the chance of spreading wildfires.
Removing the flammable vegetation and stuff right next to your house. Don't pile your firewood right next up against the side of your house. Limbing up some of the trees so there's not a lot of fuel to carry surface fire on the grass up into the treetops where it could be much more intense and throw embers. Cleaning out gutters every year so they're not full of pine needles.
He explains the role of the Kansas Interagency Wildfire Council in combating wildfires and increasing safety awareness.
It's evolved kind of through the years of exactly which organizations are involved, but it's a relatively informal group of state and federal agencies, fire department representatives from the State Firefighters Association, a State Fire Chiefs Association, State Emergency Management Agency, and different organizations that all have a vested interest in wildfire preparedness and response. And we meet to just coordinate, touch bases. We usually get a good weather brief on what we're looking at coming up. You know, is it going to be one of those times where, yeah, we're going to have really high fire danger this afternoon, but the sun's going to go down and it's over? Or is this going to be one of those times that it's several days of there's no relief coming, and that really changes what level of a response we need to prepare for? So it's a coordination and collaboration group.
That was Kansas Forest Service Assistant Fire Management Officer Eric Ward on the big takeaways from Wildfire Awareness Week. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
From ABC News, Wall Street now. The markets are closed for President's Day, and it's going to be a pretty light week as far as economic reports are concerned, with leading indicators released on Tuesday and existing home sales on Thursday. Now, the holiday is a big one for sales, traditionally cars, trucks, and SUVs. If you're in the market for a used one, you might be able to find a deal. Kelley Blue Book says prices are finally beginning to drop on pre-owned vehicles, but if you're set on buying new, you can plan to pay an average of $50,000. This is the time of year that college acceptance letters start going out, but for many students, the excitement of being accepted into their first choice school is tempered by a troublesome uncertainty that they'll get the financial aid that they need or maybe not. The decisions which usually accompany acceptance letters are being delayed due to a later than expected rollout of the revised financial aid application. The markets will return to business as usual Tuesday. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 3500 HD. It's an LTZ package with a 6.6 Duramax. They have a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, $6,000 under list price, and a 2024 Silverado 1500 model work truck at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Mm-hmm.
Basic Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.